Blog Talk Radio. Hi, welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Phelan. Thank you for joining me today. And for the third week in a row, I'm going to do readings all show today. And you can call in with a question about any metaphysical topic, really. Be a good conversation starter, and perhaps I can share some insight and some wisdom with you, or a dream interpretation, or a reading. So I guess we'll get started today with the readings. One thing I would like to say is that readings can be extremely useful. And why that is it's not so much about knowing our future, it's about creating our future. And when you know the trajectory that your life is on now, you can make conscious decisions to make it go in the direction that you really wish it to go in, and to understand the things that are holding it in the pattern that it currently is in. It's very beneficial to know how our experiences in life affect our future. It really does. So we'll go ahead and jump right in. We've got a number of calls here on hold, and the first call I'm going to pick up is area code 337, and so you should be on the air just momentarily. Hi, what can I do for you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you. What would you like today? Do you have a question, or would you like a reading, or what do you have in mind?
A reading.
Okay, is there any particular topic?
Yes, pretty much my love topic. I'm in a relationship right now that's going down a bad path, and in my pointed light right now, all I want to do is be happy, and I see myself just being miserable for the rest of my life. And there's a certain someone that's walked into my life that seems like they would make me happy, but I want to make sure I'm going to make a good decision.
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. And, I mean, I know this has gotten cliche anymore, that we have to find our happiness within ourselves. But if you go past the cliche and really look deeply within it, it is important to find our own happiness and find someone that will support that path, because it's not so much about being really close together. It's about being at the right distance, so you each have your individualness, but yet you have your personal, too.
Yeah, because right now I feel like a trapped bird in a cage that's wanting to fly, but the...
Well, I would just say for you particularly, but anybody out there, if you're feeling that way, number one, and I did do a pull cards for you, which I'll share with you in a minute, but just in general, I like to use this as an opportunity to let everybody have insight into their lives, too. So it's such a good question that whenever we're feeling this way, like trapped, like you're feeling, ask yourself a couple of questions. Is this a pattern of mine? Could this possibly be a fear that I'm having, that whenever I start getting close to someone, things happen that drive me away? Excuse me. And if not, then really trust your, and if that answer is yes, then look into it. And it still may be that that's not the right thing for you. But I would say if you have that feeling generally, and it's not based on a fear or self-sabotage, then it's really important to follow it. So the cards I got for you are saying that one of the things that I feel that are pulling you on two different paths is one is happiness and one is stability. So it could be that this relationship, the thing that's holding you, because typically we would say, I have those feelings about being trapped and all that, why am I here? Well, sometimes the relationship offers all kinds of other things that you may see that represents. And so that you may be at a place where you're not really trusting your decisions because of that. It would be easy if things were like in those old West movies where there was someone wearing a black hat and a white hat, and we just knew very clearly.
Yes.
But so multidimensional. So I would say if we were to ask that question from the flowering of your heart and what you are looking for, I think number one, what the situation is telling you, that you are trying to find that stability, that inner self that says, you know, it does not matter if I leave this relationship. I called the stability to me, and I'll call it to me again. And I don't have to worry or depend on anyone else for that kind of thing. You really are using this situation to help teach you that, so that you can be less emotionally, let's say, wrapped up with people. And I think also that you like your freedom and you like to be alone, and that in your current relationship it might be a little difficult at times to feel that sense of you being an individual.
Yeah.
Whatever path you take, it's really telling you that the real relationship that you're developing right now is that one with yourself, finding out who you are. And just know that whatever you have created, you can create again in a better form.
Yes.
So as far as moving forward, I get to not necessarily make any rash decisions right now, but maybe take some of the things that we talked about, let them be on a back burner in your thinking, and let things develop. Because the more you take this opportunity to get some emotional independence and distance, then it will be easier when you make the physical change.
Okay.
So I would just hang in there for a while, because more information will come and it will resolve itself of its own accord. But don't stay in situations that you're not happy in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aw, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, now the next line is area code 847. I'm going to pick that up.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, too. Thank you. Well, what would you like to talk about today?
Okay, I have been, you know, I'm like the youngest in my family. My parents are gone, so I've suffered a lot of abuse being the youngest in a very dysfunctional family, and it's been keeping me stuck. What I was thinking of doing is doing a long-distance healing with John of God.
Uh-huh.
To move some things out, and will it be successful if I do this? And also, my fear is it going to be too much for me to handle? Or will anything happen?
Well, let's see. Let's see what we get. I have some personal thoughts on that. Let's see what we get intuitively first from your higher self and spirit in general. One thing... I got the card of money and stability, first of all, and I feel that that's what you're looking for, is not maybe the money aspect, but the stability. And I would just say, I know you said long distance, so that doesn't involve a lot of travel. Is there
right.
a financial component?
No, it's one where he does it energetically. You don't have to be with him.
Okay, good. Well, let me just say one thing real quick. It is an unusual position in any birth position, really. It's unique, rather. And being the youngest is difficult because everyone, or I would say the challenges, I'm not going to say difficult, but the challenge of being the youngest is everyone is always thinking that you are the baby, the one that doesn't know, or the pest. And that can help us become stuck later in life. Because we are always thinking, let's say we're at our office, and even though we may be the most intelligent one there, we are always, what's the word I'm thinking of? We're always looking at everyone else as being superior to us just because of that role identification that we had.
I think we're like trying to prove yourself.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because my sister is, you know, we're in our 50s now, and she still doesn't hear me. I still don't have any rights. You know,
mm-hmm.
she still thinks I'm her little sister, and she has power and control over me, and she calls all the shots, and, you know, it's all on her terms.
Yes, and I would say that that is something that you can do a lot about, not by changing her, but by changing your perspective on that. So Whereas going with John of God, I think that's wonderful. I mean, I don't see any like, oh, don't do it, because sometimes those mystical routes really do open up things. But I do work like this with people every day, and I have many years of experience to say that when you go in and really release emotional charges from some of the events that led you to think that you were the inferior member of the family because you were younger.
And that's what I'm trying to do, but it's like I can't purge it out on my own. It's just stuck.
Yes. Well,
it's like I need outside help.
Yes. I understand. And that's why I don't have any experience with John of God. I'm seeing that the cards are telling you that this is one thing that's on your path that's going to help lead you to your wholeness for sure. Everything we do is. I personally would recommend doing EFT with this. And
okay.
if you ever wanted to call in a show where I'm doing specific EFT, I could really help you.
Okay.
If you would not mind, I would say do the John of God thing, because I think that's going to open up an energeticness with you. It's an intent to release, which I think is powerful. And if that takes care of it, that's wonderful. And if it doesn't,
my fear is I don't want it to be too intense, because I've been there and done that, where, you know, all this stuff comes up and you think you're going to lose your mind.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. No, I don't think that, because you always use your own instincts there, but I'm not getting anything that would signal that.
Okay, that it's not going to overwhelm me where I'm laying on the couch thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think
okay.
It's more of a spiritual, energetic type thing. And the thing is traditional therapy does take us through the mind, and that's where we have those kinds of experiences. But when they're released in the right way, that doesn't happen. And I don't feel that he does the kind of work that would take you there. But I would just write down, or maybe get my contact info. If it does, call me, because I do have some suggestions that could help you get out of that real
okay.
easily up there. So I'll say my number later in the show, or you can go to maryphelan.com.
Okay, wait a minute. So I'm going to write it down, because I'm going to have to hang up. How do I spell your last name?
It's P as in Paul,
H-E-L-A-N,
Phelan.
H-E-L-A-N.
.com.
Okay, P-E-H-E-L-A-N.com.
Yes. Uh-huh. MaryPhelan.com.
Yeah, I got the Mary.
Okay.
That one was easy.
Well, I wish you lots of luck.
It will help.
Yeah, just
for now.
Release it to the universe. I think it's one of the steps along the way. I think
you
might have to do more of an emotional release on
that. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be healed in one healing or one blessing, or I agree.
Right. And I think that emotional tapping is really a good route for this, too. So, well, thank you so much, and I wish
you all the best. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, my pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you for the call, and the next call is a 703. I've got two 703s, so this is the first 703 with the very first number being a 2. All right, and thank you for holding. You're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, this is Kathy. I thought I'd ask you about my spiritual journey.
Okay. That would be a great question. And I have someone in the chat room asking if I take questions from chat, and I do. I do have a number of calls on hold, and I will get to that as soon as I can. So go ahead and put your question in the chat, and I'm sure we'll get to it. Okay, so now we're talking about your spiritual journey. And what's interesting, I was shuffling the cards, and the hawk jumps out, which is in my deck, the spirit animal cards. And you can play with the inner wisdom cards and the spirit animal cards on my website as well. But the hawk just jumped right out as I was shuffling, which says messages from spirit. So that's really interesting. Okay, now the first card we get is that there is a great healing going on in your life right now, and that you may be looking at life very differently now than you had once looked at it. almost mm-hmm. as if there are two lives going on, like there was this life and then now this life, and that it's saying not to postpone things. Like there may be something that you're thinking of doing, and that you may say, okay, not right now. As a matter of fact, we all do that. We say, well, when the kids grow up, when I retire, I'll do this and this. And it's not so much that you have to do those things. It's that you have to open up your life to yourself and say, I would love to do, let my heart flow, and I don't have to wait for anything. And even if what you want to do doesn't exist until the future, that energy behind it exists now and can certainly be expressed. So it's saying to make that step, that a person on the card is living in a black and white world, waiting for some future where the color comes in. And what it's saying is don't put that off. Let that come in. Start speaking and expressing your truth. And it's also, the next card is talking, it's the crow. And the crow is the governor of the metaphysical laws. So just like in the physical reality we create with physics, where you drop a ball and the gravity takes it down and we use that force, we would not roll a boulder uphill. We would roll a boulder downhill because gravity would help us. Well, same is true in the metaphysical realm or the spiritual realm. There are metaphysical laws that when we align with those, things go quicker. And I am getting, again, and this is very confirming of the not postponing and just being yourself and letting things flow now, is to allow things to happen rather than forcing it. Just allow it by using those metaphysical truths and principles. And the last card we got is truth. And on it, it shows a woman standing in front of a mirror, and she's got clothes laying all around her. And the reflection in the mirror is that of an angel. And so it's saying to see the truth of who you really are instead of these identifications of who you think you should be, like your role in the family, the birth order, your job, the way people have treated you or the way you've looked at yourself your whole life. This seems like a really big spiritual, emotional, and physical even overhaul time for you. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I just see everything is moving right along and you're being led all to the right places.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thanks again. Bye-bye. All right. And our next call is also a 703, and you are on the air. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Mary. It's Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you so much for your show. This is wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. This is so great. I just thought I could get a reading and some guidance on a new relationship that's come into my life. So far, it's been pretty intense and powerful, and I thought I could just get a reading and some guidance on it.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. And sure. And while I'm pulling the cards, I'll just say those in the chat room or that were on hold, people were asking me how many calls I had in the queue, and there are only three more now. So if you wanted to call back those that hung up or if you wanted to write a question in chat. So let's just tap into this relationship and see what we get. I feel an essence of things moving quickly, and that
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I couldn't really hear
sure.
it.
I said I feel an energy of those moving quickly, like something about the relationship moving very quickly. And what that can do is make you confused and make it hard to make a decision. I know I used a lot of makes right there.
because
like let's say things happen slowly, you're walking and you look down on the ground and you find a key and then you make a decision, oh, there's a door, and you do all that. But if all that happened all at one time, there's a door, there's a key, you're walking, what is this? You can get very confused. You see what I mean? And so I'm just getting not necessarily to slow down, but just not feel like you have to be on that train going that fast, that you can still move at your own speed. And sometimes when love really does come in, it does move fast.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've heard of so many stories where, especially after you've had a number of relationships in your life and you know who you are and you know what you want out of life, the relationship can come and it just moves very quickly, and next thing you know, you're getting married. And that's not a bad thing. I'm saying that just maybe go at your own pace, but not be afraid to go. So don't let that
okay.
stop. Then I got a card of the turkey from my spirit animal cards, which is about giving away things that have been hard to give away, and including
mm-hmm.
your love. Because when we've been hurt in life, and haven't we all, it gets really scary, because then we think, if I give away everything, if I lay it out here, what if they take it and they walk away with it?
Right.
And I would say this is saying not to be afraid of that. There is a Billy Joel song, and the line in it was, I'll say everything and walk away a fool or a king. And I know that's not exactly the quote, but it has the sentiment. And I think that's such a powerful thing, because the fool that says everything is really the king, and the king that holds back is really the fool. And remember, you put your heart out there, and it's really your love that's flowing, and there really isn't anything dangerous about that. So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing. It's saying to be open and real, even if it's scary and even if it moves past your comfort zone. And this is really about you getting back to the place where you have your innocence and your wisdom all at the same time.
Right.
And let me pull one more about going forward. I am just seeing that keeping it in the balance, like not holding back too much and not pushing
mm-hmm.
it, that it really has a lot of energy behind it that can go far, far distances. And that there is that part that is a little afraid and hesitant, and that's okay. You don't have to like rip it out of your hands, but just know what is about the past and what is about now. I would say that those would be the big buzzwords of this.
Okay. Okay. That's right on. Thank you so much, Mary. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. It was good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, and the next one is area code 858. And you are on the air. What can I do for you today? Hello? Hello, area code 858. I will put you back on hold, and I'll pick you up in a bit. Maybe you stepped away from the phone. Okay, and now we have area code 601.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just a relationship question.
Okay.
There's someone I'm currently interested in. I'm just trying to find out, is there a mutual attraction there?
Okay.
And do you see forward?
What was that last thing you said?
And do you see us moving forward in a romantic relationship?
Okay. All right. Well, I did get the card of attraction, so and silence, which says that perhaps there is an attraction, but it's still in that phase where it's difficult for anybody to really make that gesture or make that comment.
Yeah, we're just friends right now, I think, and we're both kind of shy.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I'm seeing.
And I feel like they flirt, so I guess I'm picking up on that, right?
Yes, I believe so. And there is that beginning stage. As a matter of fact, it reminds me very much of, and I don't remember the details, but many years ago I heard
mm-hmm.
of this ritual somewhere in the UK, many, many hundreds of years ago. I don't know if they called it the fire jumping ceremony or whatever, but all the singles would get together once a year, probably in the spring, and they'd have this big festival. And everybody would have these activities, invite each other to play games, and then they would say, no, I don't want to play that game with you. And it was kind of a way, a disguised way of letting people know your interest without harming anybody's feelings or feeling put on the spot. And I get a sense of that here.
Okay.
that perhaps there is a little bit of that dance that's going on that neither of you are quite put yourself out there yet. But it looks good, and it's saying to trust it and just let it go in its natural course. And don't push
it. Okay, Dan.
Yeah, well, it sounds really good. You'll have to call back in another week and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, and we've got another call, and this is just a name without an area code, so I will pick it up, and I'm sure you'll know that you are on the air. What can I do for you today?
Well, I didn't think anything because I just the show caught my eye, and I thought, well, I'll listen in because I'm always liking to listen to other people's shows here on Blog Talk and to other readers. But I was told that I needed to call in because you had something to tell me, so here I am.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Let's see what we have. I'm just pulling some cards if you hear me quiet and tapping in. Okay. Wow. There is something. I can see why you were having that feeling. And let me see if I can put this into words. I feel like you have walked down many paths in your life and you have a lot of experience and wisdom in a lot of different things, and that each one had a calling to you, but you started walking and you said, no, this isn't everything. So you came back out and walked down the next hallway and said, okay, this, I'm getting a little further down here. This isn't really right for me either. And it's like there was pieces of you that you found down each of those paths. Sometimes our past lives, when we are at a certain place in our evolution, we will finish up things from a lot of different lives, as if we were cleaning up little areas of our house to get ready to go somewhere because we're moving on to the next level. And that's what I feel like you're doing. So there may be circumstances or people or things that have seemed to be short-lived or really just you cleaning things up or finishing up things. And then I got the card of the teacher in two different cards, one from my own spirit animal deck, which is the wolf, which is the teacher as we all make that connection. And it says the wolf doesn't speak to anybody, just anybody. It calls someone very specific. And so it's calling you very specifically for specific reasons. So I would look literally for things that are coming into your life that are going to teach you and help you grow, but also symbolically, maybe even in the form of a wolf or something like that, that you're being led down a new path that you're going to be on for quite some time. And I also got the truth card again, which shows the woman standing in front of the mirror with the angel in it, saying that we've been in these identities for our whole life, the nurse, the mother, the cook, all that, that sometimes we forget who we really are and that it's time to step into that and remember who you are. Also, there is a card that is very reminiscent of a guide, a spirit guide that trains us and teaches us. And I feel like whoever this is has been with you through many lifetimes and that they are connecting with you now again and developing a relationship in a new form than it once was. So I would keep my eyes open. Big changes, it seems like a right angle. Like if you were to look back on things at some point in the future, you're going to say, this was really a turning point for me in my life.
Okay. Well, okay.
Any questions on that, or is there anything else I can do for you?
Are you getting any other details on the guide, or just that it's a guide?
Well, I do feel like when I look into this guide, it is someone, it feels more of the Asian or Buddhist type of an energy, and that it may not be a typical guide that you've worked with in your conscious mind in this lifetime,
right,
but it's a that has been with you in other lifetimes. It seems much more ancient. One of the ways I see things is before I was born, and I remember picking this life and who I was and mm-hmm. being particular birth order and everything. And I was sitting on the lap of this big energy and we were going through map books. And I would say that one, and eventually we got down to the solar system, into this planet, into the area where I am, and things like that. And this feels like those concentric rings of reality. This seems like one that's a lot larger than this particular lifetime. And it's somebody that you have learned under before, and maybe even in a Buddhist incarnation as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, because a lot of my guides are just now making themselves known to me, and I like to get, and this is a new one, so I now know why I was supposed to call.
Yes, and I would feel that this guide is going to come to you. It's very androgynous feel to it. But I believe it is a male, and that's true. As we ascend and get much more up there, our polarity does get integrated into wholeness, which is not polarized one way or another. And look for signs from this too. And you might even want to watch. I know this is kind of out of left field. Does anybody out there remember the old Kung Fu shows?
Yes, absolutely.
If you get an opportunity, if you watch a few of those, I'm not sure. I feel you'll be led to the right episode, but there was a few episodes that I can watch. I don't have to memorize or anything, but it feels like there's some things in there for you. And in general, there is a movie called Circle of Iron for anybody out there. I think you can still get it on Blockbuster, Netflix, or one of those places. It was made in the 70s, and David Carradine starred in it and co-wrote it with Bruce Lee. And it is a metaphysical journey that I think everybody would find very powerful, but particularly you. So,
okay.
Well, thank you
very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. All right, and the next call is area code 702. All right. Hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question. I am recently entering into the dating world again, and it's a little frightening for me, but I was just wondering if you felt anything coming from this successfully, or if this would just be a casual thing. What can I kind of expect?
Okay, let's see here. That is a big step.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see. I think if I look at this overall, you are embarking on a spiritual journey where of self-discovery and remembering who you are, and that it's important to communicate clearly. And if you are with someone, let's say dating someone that is very cryptic, or you're trying to figure out what did he mean by that, just walk away from that, because that could be a big sign for you that that's not on your path.
Okay.
Straightforward, right in front, where you can easily understand things, then that's for you. It's like your life is taking a turn down a path of simplicity rather than complexity, that you are getting to know who you are, maybe from borders with others in the past. Particularly when we've been in relationships for a while, we forget where we end and someone else begins. And so that's really the primary thing that you're doing now. But I do feel like you are going to find a relationship that's really good, something that is very respectful and spiritually compatible, and that if there is a dating circumstance that you run into that is not like that, you know then that's not the one for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your call. Thanks again.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. And the next reading I'm going to do is for the chat room. And the name that you have starts with an MS. And it's about a lot of changes going on at work and how will they affect you. So let's see what we get here. And then I'll go to a call after this. Talking about changes at work. What's interesting is the solar flares last Thursday that were so intense, they really caused a lot of flare-ups with humans, too, because we are electromagnetic. And so I think that there probably are a lot of things going on at work. And the first card I get is the Tower, which is a big shake-up. And it's always a positive thing, clearing out old ideas to make way for enlightenment or the enlightening bolt of consciousness. And so I do feel like things are stirring, but that you are safe, that you are connected to the source of things being right in the heart of things. It does look like a big shakeup. I feel that you are going to be unaffected, though. And so what it's saying is just enter into a state of meditation and don't get caught up in anything that's going around or going on. And right now would be a time where it's particularly important not necessarily to let your energies get escalated at all, which is kind of an easy thing to happen when you are in the midst of the changes like this at work. So keep yourself centered, grounded, knowing that everything is going to be okay. Feel yourself rising above all and know that whatever happens now or in the future, you are the source of all money. And this is true for all of us. We are the source of anything that comes to us, whether it comes through a paycheck, the lottery, or whatever. It's never the lottery or the paycheck that are bringing it or that is the money. That's just the vehicle that's delivering what you ordered. So just know that. Keep centered. And what that will do, it'll change your energy field. And you'll find that this will work out better for you in the long run for sure. So looks good. So thank you very much. All right. And we'll pick up another call. Area code 703.
Hi, Mary. This is Tierney.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I love your deck, by the way. Deck of 1,000 Spreads. Everybody has
Thank
to
you.
On Amazon. What can I do for you today?
Well, I thought as long as you were giving out some sort of past life readings, maybe you could give me some insight on a past life issue. I might have the opportunity to heal in this lifetime.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Just takes me a second to connect on that level. The first thing that I'm seeing that came through, and I think this is interesting because I don't normally see trappers in this part, I was taken immediately like to the center, to the south of the United States, but I'm going to say a little more to the east, so maybe Kentucky. And then I saw a map being taken, or a map of footsteps going south and to the west. What I see you as is a male in that life, and that one of the things you did was either, I don't think it's like a trapper, but there is something that you were going after, like fishing or something. It was back when the country was very unsettled, so it was a lot of wild territory. And I don't know, there might have even been something else that you were going after, and it was you and your horse or some kind of an animal, and that you would go on these excursions, and that you really, really liked being alone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you know it? The phone rings right at that time. I'm turning it off. So the phone. So that's another good reason to be out there in the wilderness with no phones at times. But there was something very spectacular. It was like a lifetime of you going on a spiritual journey, looking for your connection. And that you would go on this, and then you would go back to some civilized place. And along the way, you ran into this Native American tribe that was living, I'm going to guess, maybe, you know, one of the lower states there. And you would stay with them while you went there. And you may have even traded things with the Native Americans at the time. I think that's more likely it, what you were doing. And sometimes you would trade furs, and which was the commodity of a lot of things back then. And you would bring in things from the Western world. And you would go back to the civilization, and that was good for a while, but you really liked going out there. And there was this tribe that you stayed within, and there was a female that you fell in love with. And I think it was such a pull to... give up your way of life to live in either place. And
mm-hmm.
If I look at that lifetime, the biggest thing was deciding whether to commit to one thing over the other. Because earlier in your life, I think you had a plan for only that lifetime that led you to feel that way, but then I've also to a third lifetime with your prison. And it was during a time, a very volatile time, and I say that either Ireland or Scotland, some time I think we can cover most of history. But the book about you is really outspoken. And you find out a way after time. I think that my book at what in this world, not in depth way, if I look. And have freedom and find that balance being lonely out there on the path that wants being quite but I think of them had to such greater speed of and now I say look that I don't think either one of those to gain greater states of awareness anymore.
Okay, My phone is like breaking up,
uh-huh.
So I'm gonna listen on the radio because it's like a minute or two behind.
Okay, yes, and this will be in the archives. As soon as the show's over, you can go back and listen.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Mary.
You sure? Nice talk.
Okay, bye bye.
Yeah, that can be hard when there is that lag time. But just to give you a recap on that, if you're listening, Tierney, I would say the biggest lesson of those two lives that were shown to me is that there has to be a balance of your individuality, your independence, that there is a lot that you are doing in response to that lifetime of being locked up that maybe is cycling down and coming to an end. And so therefore, in this lifetime, there may be a lot of love and heart energy opening up. And running into people and making connections and things like that. But always remember to leave yourself your own space, which I'm sure you will, because it will be calling to you. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And we're going to pick up area code 484. And hi, you're on
Hello?
The air. Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I'm calling up to see if I could get like a reading of what you see coming up to me in love life.
Okay, I will certainly do that. Okay, wow. Well, I am going to say that I don't recall seeing such a upbeat, happy, balanced set of cards all together in one spot. So it does look like things are going to be really wonderful. I got the Star card, which says, remain optimistic and know that you are great. And so
okay.
It's important to see that. I think one of the things in relationships, particularly after we've had a few in our life and hasn't everyone probably that would be listening, that we start it erodes us a little bit. Like if somebody breaks up with us or if it doesn't work out, it like shaves a little bit off of our confidence and our radiance. And so what this is saying is that you've done a lot of healing over past things and that you're really ready to put yourself out there. Your energy field is dynamic, which is wonderful. And then the Harmony card is the next card that came up, and it says that the head and the heart really have to be in alignment before anything really happens quickly and just takes off. And I feel that you are in alignment, that if your
okay.
head says ready for this. And then if you approach it very playfully, which is the next card, the otter in the spirit animal card, that if you mm-hmm. approach it very playfully and enjoy it, the otter is a lot about women energy, woman energy, and being very empowered with inside the female and just being who you really are and playing and not putting on fronts or anything like we tend to do when we get into relationships. We may call it putting our best foot forward, but essentially what
right.
we're doing
right.
is hide ourselves because we don't love ourselves. But if we love ourselves, we show who we are. And I remember one time dating a number of years ago, and I thought about putting these tight pants on to look thinner and all. And I thought, you know what? At the end of the day, if this person is supposed to be with me, they're going to see what I look like. So why don't I just be who I am? And it turned out to be one of the best dates I had because I felt so at peace with myself and in such a state of grace. So that's what I feel for you. It looks very good and very positive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm actually, you know, in connection with, I'm back in connection with someone that I used to date in the past, and I was just, you know, wondering if that was going to resurrect, and the cards that you seem to pull seem to be pretty positive.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I was pulling it on general with relationships, and I saw that things were coming up. But if we want to go into that particular relationship, I think it's just saying to do everything you do out of joy and
right.
gently and not feel like you have to do whatever. And the relationship really does what it's supposed to do. So that,
right.
that's wonderful. Yeah, just
yeah,
stay
good.
With and to keep a positive attitude and not really pin that positive attitude on this relationship specifically, but maybe in general. Because it's
okay,
really about...
Okay, very good.
Hey, well, thank you. Thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank
well,
you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And feel free to call in next week, guys. I'll be on the air again next Tuesday. Okay, so our next call is a 703. And hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Hi, Mary. I've written a book, and I wanted to get a reading on what you thought, what you think, feel, know is the outcome of the book.
Okay. Let's see what we get. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. I feel that this writing of the book has been such a spiritual journey for you. It's balancing so many things from so many places that it would take a long time to go into all those details. But I feel like this is a good thing, and it's a powerful thing to put out there. And so one of the things that's saying, have you gotten a publisher yet?
I actually self-published.
Self-published, okay. I feel that, let me see if I could put this into words. If we were to think of the FTD florist, you know how it like delivers the flowers fast, that kind of thing? I
yes.
feel like for you to just, through your consciousness, step into the river of fast, straightforward, direct, and just step into that energy. All you have to do is really feel that. And what will happen is resources and people and things like that will step into your life that will help carry this forward. Because I do feel that there will be something significant that will help move this forward for you. And that it is a spiritual journey, and to keep acknowledging that part of it, which I know you do. And then take some risks. And you may want to look at if there's any part of you that is afraid to put your neck out there, to be seen. We all do to some extent. I mean, I think we may have much greater parts of us that want to be out there, but there might be one little thing that's holding you back. I don't know. I'm not really seeing anything huge. It's just saying for you to look just to make sure so that all of your arrows are pointing in the same direction. And then I got the card of solitude, which shows someone really going on a retreat doing that inner work and then releasing it to the universe to take care of. Is there something that about your book where you're assisting people to not feel alone?
Yes.
Okay. In that case and in that way, I feel it's going to be very helpful to people. So that is good.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. You're wonderful. Loved your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You're wonderful, too. Thanks.
Appreciate the advice.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay, and the next one is 858. Hi,
hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Ah, what can I do for you, Jean?
I have a question to you. There is a man, there is a gentleman that I was seeing on and off. And I got to the point that I told him I was not interested in on and off relationship. Do you see that there will be a solid relationship with this person or it will kind of fade away?
Okay, so let's see what we get here. Well, I pulled two cards for him because I think a lot of what the answer to this is, so the question is where is he at or this person's energy field is at right now? And what I got is both cards were of hibernation of sorts, where maybe they come out, but then they go back into hibernation. And I think we've all met people like that where circumstances, it may be circumstances, but it's really the person that makes the circumstances be what they are. But it's like he steps out and then steps back. Now, for you, I just get a sense that you're really looking for a partnership, the family, the roots, the things so you can stop thinking about that and move on to other things in your life. And that perhaps part of you is feeling maybe guilty about asking for that. Like sometimes we think getting what we want is impossible or selfish or whatever, so we temper it with saying, okay, if I have what I want, then I got to put up with this much misery or whatever. And I got the guilt card, which is saying that there may be something from the past that is making you accept this aspect of this relationship, meaning that it's on and off, instead of having it the way you want. And I'll give you some ideas. I'm not saying that this is what happened, but sometimes if we break up with someone and we know we hurt them a lot, that even though we know we did the right thing, we might carry some old guilt that make us feel like, oh, I can't really fully let me be happy because that person wasn't able to be happy or something like that. Or our parents weren't happy. I would look and see if there's any old guilt that are preventing you from having exactly what you want. And then heal those, release those. And then things will start moving forward. Either this relationship will transform or there'll be someone new coming to you. And following that, I think that all intention begets manifestation and the amount of time it takes is the amount of doubt you have. So I would look at this. The new cards I pulled after the advice I gave here is saying that just lay it down as you want it. The universe is filled with everything. And so it's important for us to ask for what it is that's right for us and then let go of what isn't. And I feel like there's not going to be a big, huge amount of change with him. So that would be in the near future as far as in relationship to the dance there that you had been playing. So I would just keep that in mind.
Let me understand. So you think that there will be change with this relationship? Like he will come around with...
I feel like he's pretty much going to be the way he is.
Okay.
And you can change, and that will help change him too. But in all honesty, I think your best bet is to get really rooted in who you are and what you want, and then let the universe give that to you instead of going out there and maybe settling or trying to adapt something to be as close as what you want because you just not.
So in other words, there is no hopes for this relationship to change, right? That's what I understand, because I'm not going to continue like this. And I told him that I would better break up with him completely than to be in this relationship that is on and off. It's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I personally, if it were me, but do you know that what's right for one person isn't necessarily what's right for another. I would say, if I look at your energy, what you're looking for is a stable, good, solid relationship, and that what this person is offering you, they have their set of problems that makes them go into hibernation, which means that they're hot and cold. They go on. They say, yes, I want love, but no, I don't. And I call it the V syndrome, where they start down one path thinking they want it, and they go, no, I want the other. And then they go down that path, no, I want the other. And it's like a ping pong game that never really goes anywhere. Is he going to be like that forever? No, he will change. And it might even be you making the decision to move on that changes him. I don't know about that. That would be his path. I mean, it has a lot of variables in it. But from the way it looks, if you stay as is right now, I don't see a big significant change right in the near future with him.
I'm not seeing him at this time. I broke up with him, and I told him I'm not interested in this relationship unless you decide that you want a full-time relationship with me.
But you see, that matters of love. We do what our heart tells us to do, and we can even make promises to do the other thing. But until we really feel it, it's not going to happen. And I'm not saying he doesn't feel feelings for you, but he doesn't feel whatever that is that he needs to feel in order to be available to someone, and that he can even promise it. But he has to make the changes. So this is where it's important not to identify and attach the outcome to an individual, but attach it to love in general. And then the universe can bring you the right people, because you're looking for that love. You think it's him specifically, but you're looking for that love. And so I would just suggest opening and expanding the scope. And I understand when you're in love with someone, all this sounds really great, but how do you turn those emotions off and everything? And I'm not telling you to turn those off. Just expand your scope, open up to a bigger arena, and what you'll find is you will get what you are looking for. So thank you so much. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, and the next one is a 111, and I'll see if I can get to these last two calls, but there won't be any other callers. Hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you today? Hello? Are you still on the line? Okay, well, I guess that's about it, and I'm not sure if this last call, I think, is just listening. There's no question mark here, so I don't think you have a question to ask. So if you're not on the line, this call here, I'll go ahead and hang it up. Then I guess that I don't have any more callers. So, well, I'll go ahead and end the show. Again, my name is Mary Thielen. I also am co-host with Neville Johnston of a Telepathic TV, which is a live metaphysical call-in show where we give lots of techniques of higher thought. And you can watch that online at telepathictv.com. We've been doing that for 13 years together. And I'm on that website, and I'm also developing our own websites, and mine is MaryThielen.com as well. We're just moving. So please join me. Give me a call. My contact info is there. It's telepathictv@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. And let's see. We will be back. I will be back, rather, on next Tuesday. And I'll be doing readings again next week, and then over the summer I'm going to have some guests on. So I would love to have you join me, and you can listen to this in the archives following the show. We're down to 60 seconds, so I'm going to pull one more card for anybody out there that is just looking for a message. And this is called Renewing Your Life, and it shows a woman dumping a box of clutter off a cliff, and it's saying the quote, "Radiant vitality is filling my life." And this gets back to this idea of simplicity. God makes things simple. Man makes things complicated. It's time to get back to some simplicity in your life. Anything that's complex and it's taking up too much of your thinking, it's time to simplify it. Get back more to your source of who you really are, and life will be much happier. And it's not about striving for more. It's about striving or about finding what is best, which may be of any quantity. Okay, it was my joy and honor to talk to you tonight, and I look forward to seeing you next week. And thank you very much.